Hey everyone, welcome back to the Enduring Churches podcast. I'm Trent. I'm here with my good friend Alan, and we're excited to spend a few minutes with you here at the beginning of 2021. Alan, we thought it would never come, right?
Yeah. Well, we were all saying, come quickly, Lord. And if you don't come quickly, at least let the next year come quickly.
Exactly.
But I've got a feeling that maybe this year won't be quite everything that we hope it will be. We just talked about some of the trends coming for some of our churches and maybe in society, some expectations that researchers have for it. But I thought today, Trent, as we were kind of looking at our calendar, we thought about, what are some things that your ministry's not going to do in 2021? I know you all have plans out there for what you want to see happen, but we want to talk about some things that your ministry's not going to do in 2021. So it's maybe a negative way to start a year, but there's a positive spin on all this as well. So what do you say?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing, a good topic today. And we hope, again, as always, we hope you'll listen in, but we also hope you'll share this with maybe somebody. Starting 2021 is a great time to share with a friend, and you guys could maybe have coffee and talk about this Alan and Trent dudes, man, they really screwed that up or whatever, you know, so.
But we never done that.
No, heavens no. No, but hey, yeah, at least have a cup of coffee with a friend. So the first thing, Alan, and you wrote this note for us, and I think this is great. Five things that your ministry won't do in 2021. And the first thing is that it will not diminish a sense of guilt. And so explain to me what you're thinking when you wrote that.
Well, you know, Trent, for years, I've thought about people in ministry. And we're here to help you and your church endure. And one of the reasons that people don't endure is that they get into ministry because they have a sense of guilt. And you're trying to compensate for your guilt by doing a ministry that you don't want to do or whatever. And if you're trying to do ministry out of guilt, it's not going to be a successful ministry. It's not going to erase the sense of guilt that you have. It's probably actually going to enhance that guilt. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, every year there are people who leave ministry, and I'm convinced for some of them it's because the guilt just gets to be too much. And with all the emotions of the year that we've had, and with people, you know, probably in more secretive situations, I would venture that guilt has been compounded on guilt for a lot of people out there. And so getting back to what is more normal or getting around more people, it's not going to erase that sense of guilt.
Yeah, I agree. And guilt is not a good motivator overall. Alan, you know, I've tried to, at times, preach people into and guilt people into doing something, and it just doesn't last. That's a big struggle.
Yeah, you know, guilt is not a fun word. It's not a word any of us like. And we all stand guilty before God by nature, and yet God loved us, and God has taken our sin, and what's he done with it? He's gotten it as far away from us as we can, but it's hard for us to escape that sense of guilt, and we use it too, right? You know, I've got this puppy, you know, who last night devoured one of my running gloves, you know, and I took the remaining parts and chased him around the house with it and telling him, look, and I could see that he felt guilty. But I know that if I leave the other glove out today, he's going to eat it too, right?
That's exactly right, because and, can't overcome that.
Yeah, he's not guilty enough to change. And really, what we don't want to do is operate out of guilt. We want to operate from the frame that we've been forgiven.
Yeah, and you know, got to keep in mind too that Satan is called the accuser. He wants to heap guilt on you. That is not what God wants to heap on you. And God, just like Alan said, he has taken that away. And so if you're doing ministry to appease God, then I don't think that's where it needs to be done out of a love for God. And so you're right, Alan, this in 2021, your ministry will not take away that sense of guilt.
Yeah, guilt is not the right place to be. And I think it's closely related to this next one, Trent. It's not going to correct your character. Your ministry will never correct your character flaws. And we continue to see church pastors and leaders fall. You know, there was a big named one recently who all the stories began to unfold, and it just seems to get worse and worse and worse and worse. And being in ministry is not going to correct your character flaws.
Yeah, and in 2020, when we were all quarantined or locked out, locked in home, you know, whatever, being alone, sometimes those character flaws, they kind of are exacerbated. And so, yeah, you're right, Alan. And unfortunately, you're right. The ministry, doing ministry, is not going to take away or assuage that sense of guilt that you have for the character flaws that you have.
Yeah, I mean, your character is your character. It's who you are, public, private, all those things. And, you know, if you think that because you're a pastor, you are all of a sudden not going to struggle with certain things, or it'll just fix your character, that's just not true. It's the same thing's true, you know, even if you're not in ministry. You know, just going to church and sitting in a service, that doesn't change your character. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to give God the freedom to expose our struggles, expose our character. We have to be honest with ourselves about our character, and we have to correct our character. It has to be a choice that each of us makes, that we're not satisfied with our character where it's at, and we need to change that. And I would add, Trent, we all continually need to build our character.
Right. Well, and the what builds that is the Holy Spirit, us allowing the Holy Spirit to have more freedom in our lives to move and work. And yeah, you're right. It's kind of a continual evaluation process for us. Okay, God, where is it that you want to work next? You know, God, I've given you the house of my life, but what closets have I kept locked off from you? And I'm getting ready just after we record this to go have lunch with several guys that are my kind of accountability buddies, you know, and those are the guys that I can be open my soul up a little bit to, and they help me work on my character.
Yeah, and it's something that we always need to work on. And so keep working on that. But remember, just being in ministry, it's not going to fix you. You've got to take the time and effort to work on that. So mm-hmm. How about this one, Trent? It will not advance you spiritually. That's probably, to me, I will tell you, that's maybe one of my biggest disappointments in ministry, is how hard it is for me at times to cultivate my own spiritual life while being a pastor.
Yeah, I think that other people that are listening to this may think, well, pastors are all, you know, they've got this down. They're the professional Christians and the spiritual gurus. And like, no, not even close.
Yeah, it's a struggle at times, you know, to have your own devotion and to be passionate all the time. And mm-hmm. all I want you to know, if you're listening and you think pastors always have it put together, I really just think our extremes swing further. You know, those great moments are even higher, mm-hmm. and those low moments are even lower. I heard a pastor one time say that ministry's brutal. You know, when it's beautiful, there's nothing as beautiful. And when it's brutal, there's nothing as brutal. And I think that's pretty true. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, there's nothing that's going to, by nature, just make you more spiritual because of the role that you have. Your ministry is not going to make you a more spiritual person.
Yeah. Well, and this is a good reminder, especially in the beginning of the year, to think about the other people that you're in ministry with. That they need encouragement to grow spiritually as well. And so don't do it out of guilt, but come alongside them and say, hey, I need to grow spiritually. I want to set some goals. I want to move forward this year, but I also want to help and encourage you. How can I do that? How can I help you to be a better leader? How can I pray for you? How can I encourage you on a weekly basis?
Yeah, that's just essential for us to remember those little details like that. And so, mm-hmm. you know, remember, there's no way to grow spiritually apart from taking the time to nurture your own devotional life. And I struggle with it at times. We all go through seasons where I think we struggle with it. And so don't let that slip away in this year. Remember, your ministry is stronger when you are more in tune with God.
Yeah, that's right. You may be even right now because of 2020 and you start 2021 and you feel like you're in that valley of dry bones. This is a great time to just spend some time with the Lord in His Word, in prayer, and ask some people around you, hey, will you pray for me? I'm feeling really dry. And as a pastor, he's like, God, I need you to speak to me, and I need to hear from you. So this is a good time to do that.
You're exactly right with that. And I think that vulnerability is an important part of that. I actually think that when we let people know that we struggle with that too, that it actually helps encourage people to be more dedicated to their own, to think, man, even if my pastor doesn't have this down, that gives me mm-hmm. hope for me. So yeah. I think that helps.
Yeah, because they think that they're supposed to be perfect and all this, and that the pastor is already perfect. And when they see and hear our story of our struggle, they're like, you're right, Alan. It does give them some hope that, hey, yeah, we can do this. And sometimes perfection is the enemy of progress. And we think that I've got to have this perfect, but we're not going to be perfect outside of God taking us to be with Him.
Well, we're going to jump out of order from our notes here a little bit too, Trent, because I think this one kind of ties in about not being perfect. It will not fix your family. Ministry will not fix your family. You and I are both now empty nesters.
And yes.
So now, you know, parenting is so much easier, right? With them out of the house, you know, I when I was a young parent, I thought, oh, it'll be, when they grow up, then it'll be just all wonderful. It's still stressful. You know, I think once you become a parent, you're always a parent, and you can look back at some of the good decisions you made, some of the bad decisions. And I can promise you that being in ministry, it doesn't really fix anything. I think, in fact, it creates a lot of challenges at times.
Yeah, that's right. And we think that, oh, if I'm going to be in ministry, my family's got to be perfect. My kids and our kids are kind of in a fishbowl. We've talked about that before, that everybody's looking at how they behave. And sometimes they act horrible, but I always tell them it's because they hang out with the deacon's kids, yeah. You know. But no, they're not going to be perfect. And you're right, Alan. I just got to tell everybody, if you're looking forward to empty nest time, then keep looking. It's wonderful. I'm just going to tell you, it's wonderful. But
it's good, but it's still stressful.
Yeah, you never quit being a parent, though, in the middle of that. But grandparenting, now that's another deal that's pretty sweet, let me just tell you. But
I'm not quite there yet.
Hey, keep praying, man. Keep praying. it's going to be, you know, your family is, they're just, all of us are a mess. That's why I have my sweatshirt on that says I'm a mess. But it's important for us to remind ourselves that in ministry, our family is not perfect. They put up with us, and we're part of the family, so we're not perfect.
Exactly.
Cut your kids some slack, cut your wife some slack, and just love on them.
Yeah, because ministry is hard. And, you know, if you think that, you know, we made this choice and we're going to walk into this church and all of a sudden all the issues we've ever had are going to go away, they don't go away. Again, they actually become highlighted. And if there's distance between you and your spouse or you and your kids and you go into ministry, you're and you don't deal with the distance in those relationships, you're going to increase the distance. You're not going to shorten that distance. Get it dealt with. And Trent, you and I both are big on encouraging people too. If you've got some very serious issues, get help. Get some counseling in these areas. Yes. Do not Do not sweep it under the rug.
Yeah, we believe that everybody should have a good counselor, and it's a good thing. And, you know, what would be really horrible is if you pressure your kids so much to be perfect, and your wife to be perfect in your ministry, and then you end up losing them because nobody can deal with that pressure. Lots of times kids just walk away from church altogether because they've had that pressure from, hey, I got to be perfect. And that's not God's love to me. I don't want to be around this, you know?
Right. Yeah. So it won't fix your family. Well, we got one more, and this maybe gets, the first four are very personal. This one's really not personal, but I want everyone to know coming into 2021, your ministry will not stay the same. Everyone keeps saying, when are we going back? You're not going back.
No, that's true. And I don't think that our society will ever go back to the way it was prior to 2021, March of 2021. But at the same time, say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because we've told a number of pastors this year that if you ever wanted to do change, this is the year to do change, because everybody's looking as like, well, we got to do changes, you know. That's one of the things I love about my job, is that it's always different. Every day is different. And so I think that's a blessing.
Yeah, I think it is. You just have to be up with that, because here's the truth about change. We all love the change we want. Don't like the changes that are forced upon us from the outside. And that's true. That's true in your church, and that's true in your ministry. And so just remember, as we go through this year, there's going to be some other things that are going to change in ministry. I think we're still going to, you and I were talking about how we feel that the neighborhood church is going to rise back up into more prominence. I think that's a good change in our society. We are seeing some really positive things, but we also, if your ministry is going to reach out to those people and you're in that situation, you've got to be willing to do things a little bit differently to reach those people. You and I both live in places where a lot of people are moving from other states, you know, and they bring a whole different ethic and a different sense of values, and you have to maybe change the way you do some things in order to reach the people. You're not changing your message, but you're changing methodology.
Right.
And that's important. And we will never be the same. You're never going back in ministry. Ministry is always about moving forward. In fact, I think the Bible tells us, I press on towards, you know, and towards might as well be forwards, because that's where we're going. We are moving forward. You know, pet peeve, you know, as I get ready to coach track, hopefully sometime this year, and my last coaching hurrah, I pet peeve is to watch my kids looking backwards on the track. I can't stand that. Look forward. The race is always in front of you.
Yeah, that's a good word, and it's a good reminder. And you're right, there will be some things that will be unexpected that will maybe knock you down, knock the slats out from under you. But again, we want to encourage you to continue to grow in your character so that you can handle those, to continue to grow spiritually so that the Holy Spirit can grow and minister through you as you encounter those things that are new and different. And they will. There will be some new and different people, some new and different circumstances that you'll have to deal with. But God's big enough to handle those through you.
Yeah, we are so grateful to serve a God who really allows us to maneuver through this crazy, mixed-up world. And He, as we shared in one of our other episodes, His presence is always with us. And so we take a lot of comfort in that. So we've got a brand new year in front of us, Trent, and you know, I'm excited that we get to do this podcast, and I'm excited about some of the ones we have coming up and this year in front of us, and we're kind of finding new ways of doing things and new opportunities. So what do we want people to do in 2021 with Enduring Churches?
Well, Alan, I think this is a great time, especially as you're starting out the new year, to do some evaluation in your church and then contact Alan and I through our Facebook page at Enduring Churches or go to enduringchurches.com and just let us come alongside you like a guide and just to maybe help ask some questions that you need to be asked to help you evaluate and maybe do some new things, just like we were talking about, but doing things in a way that would be a blessing to your church. And sometimes you need somebody who's got some fresh eyes, somebody from outside to be able to ask those things. And because we get so used to the way things are, don't we, Alan? We get used to the way our churches are.
Yeah, so we are super excited about this year, and we are here to help you. So do reach out to us, and you know that we are also available to offer your church a consultant, a consultation, and we would love to just really be those extra set of eyes and help your ministry do some new and exciting things in 2021. So we want to thank you for joining us. It's a great start to the year, and Trent, thanks so much for being a part of it with me today. And we had a great conversation about these five things. And in our next episode, we're going to be talking about five ways to crush your staff, to crush your ministry staff. And Trent, I'm excited for that conversation, and I'm so grateful you put that one together. So be sure you join us on our next episode. So thank you very much, and we'll talk to you soon.